Our sweet spot is, I say, like people who have 500 to 5,000 followers. Not every, but most people in America have a social media account. And that's just like media out there that no one else is utilizing. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech Podcast. I am so happy to be here with Kate, who is one of the most dynamic founders in Los Angeles, and her tech company, Heartbeat. Hello, Kate.
Hi, Esprit. Thank you so much for that warm welcome.
Of course. Okay, tell everybody a little bit about your name and who you are and everything.
About my name, like the origin of my name? Okay, no.
Yes, the origin of your name.
So I'm Kate. I'm originally from DC, but I've been in LA working in the tech community for the past 5 years. And my company is called Heartbeat. So I'm the co-founder and COO, and we've been around for about 2 years. Heartbeat is basically a way that brands can connect directly with real millennial female, you know, women who absolutely love their products. So we're really excited. We've had a lot of traction in the past few months. So excited to be here.
Okay. So a couple questions. One is, can you give us an example of Heartbeat on how it would affect my life or who the end user is? And then also, what is your role inside of Heartbeat?
Sure. So there's a couple people in play at Heartbeat, right? So we have our huge community of ambassadors. We have 150,000 women, and they're just normal people, right? So they're college students, they're young moms, they're like your dental hygienist, they're like your accountant. So any woman in America can sign up. All she has to do is go to our website, getheartbeat.co, and all you do is sign up with your Instagram account. And so as an ambassador, you have the opportunities to participate in campaigns with us. So essentially, we pay you to post about products you love on your personal Instagram account.
So cool.
So yeah, so it's a fun way to kind of like earn extra money. We call it like the millennial side hustle. That's like really big with us. And also, you know, we're all about giving women a voice in marketing. So the average woman doesn't have a chance to really communicate with these big brands. So we're trying to get brands to recognize that the average woman is really powerful and her voice can go a long way, especially when we have, you know, hundreds of thousands of these women all ready to promote that product.
And it's real crazy. You know a lot about me, and I'm not usually one to say statements like this, but I really feel like 2018 is the year of the woman.
I think it is too. I mean, it's funny. I feel like we've
been
doing this forever.
I love guys. I love everybody. It just feels very women's rights, equality year.
Yeah, time's up.
I'm not going to get into controversy. It just really does feel, and it's kind of exciting to, you know what this feels like? It feels like as a community, we're protected, mm-hmm. like the universe has our back, and we could walk into any job and we could feel a sense of ease, or we could take any role in a film or work for a tech company or whatever it may be, and we're going to be treated like our fellow man.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that's the case, right? And, you know, at Heartbeat, we work with women because obviously we think they're incredible, but also they're just really natural sharers. You know, they're social. They totally love connecting. You know, we don't try to generalize. And actually, there are men as part of Heartbeat's network. But women are just,
including your co-founder.
Including my co-founder. My co-founder is a man. And but I think it's basically that, you know, these people love connecting and they love sharing. So, you know, if a woman buys a new pair of shoes and she loves those, she's going to talk about them. And that type of word of mouth marketing is what we do, taking that like one-on-one kind of word of mouth communication and scale that with thousands and thousands of people.
Let's talk about your background and then also your co-founder. So what is your role within Heartbeat?
So I'm the chief operating officer, which basically means I do a little bit of everything in a startup. I oversee our sales team and our account team. So basically everybody who sells campaigns into brands, and then everybody who actually makes those campaigns run, connects with the ambassadors, manages that community, all that stuff. So I oversee all of that stuff. I'm very deeply involved in the finances of the company. So I do a lot of kind of the forecasting and planning. I'm kind of like the quantitative MBA nerd that's like token there at the company. So I get to do that. And then I also do all of the marketing for the business. So I do all of our Facebook ads and Instagram ads and things like that too.
And that was a lot of your background.
Yeah. So my background's in marketing. I started my career at big advertising agencies in New York. So very Mad Men style. So I work for J. Walter Thompson. I work for Publicis, like these old dinosaur ad agencies. But I learned absolutely everything you can learn about marketing. My client for a lot of that time was Procter & Gamble. So, you know, flying up to Cincinnati and really, really learning a lot about how brands market. So that he was a huge part of this process and understanding this business was that background for sure.
And this is such a treat to have you on again, because for you longtime listeners, you'll remember in 2014, Kate, was it 14 or 15?
Like, it must have been 2015, but it was when we were just starting.
Yeah, 2015. Then Kate was on right when she started Heartbeat, which is crazy.
It was crazy, yeah.
You could hear the evolution of Heartbeat if you go back to that episode.
Absolutely.
But you have an incredible co-founder who's part of your journey.
Yeah, Brian Freeman. He's our CEO and my co-founder and, you know, basically my partner in crime. Yeah. You know, so, but he's amazing. And so Brian had... prior to this company, he had founded a company called Wildfire, which was a dating app. And the dating app was the first female focused dating app before Bumble. So, you know, women had to let in the men. And that was actually a really successful app. Like, I had it on my phone before I even met him.
Ditto.
Yeah,
ditto.
Exactly. And so they were doing pretty well for a while. And then kind of Bumble came along and outspent them and kind of won that battle. But, you know, I had met him because I moved to LA to go to business school at UCLA. And then after that, I graduated and I joined a dating-related startup, a matchmaking startup called 3-Day Rule.
Right.
So, you know, huge in the LA tech community. And so I was in the dating tech scene. Brian was in the dating tech scene. And he kind of had come to me with this idea, like, you know, I think that, like, the women who are promoting my app on their Instagram channels are really amazing. Do you think that there's something there? And we kind of came up with the idea. He really came up with the idea, you know, around giving these real women a voice and letting them promote not just his dating app, but like all types of products,
right,
whatever they love. So yeah, that's how it came to be.
And it's so cool. I'm a customer of companies like Birchbox, Ipsy, these things. And it's so exciting to get a sample of something you wouldn't necessarily discover. I wouldn't discover on my own, but it's something that I love. It's in the category that I love. And so to think that I could be an ambassador for Heartbeat, and then you guys just know what I love, and then I randomly get cool stuff that I don't have to pay for.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I mean, our ambassadors love being part of Heartbeat. We get emails that are like, thank you so much. This makes me feel really good about myself. And, you know, thank you so much. I'm earning, you know, a few extra dollars here and there to help pay my, you know, medical bills. Like, we get the most inspiring emails. And for me, that's a huge part of it. But yeah, it is very much like delight to for these women to work with the brands too, right? Because like otherwise they would never, most brands don't make them feel special,
right?
And we get to do that. We get to make them feel like they're part of the process.
Now you have thousands of ambassadors at this point.
151,000 now.
In how many countries, you know?
I don't know. It's like 15 countries, but we have like a strange pocket in Romania. We've done a couple international like European campaigns. So we had to acquire some people in some crazy countries.
So cool. And so do you have an example of one of those 150,000 dynamic women, a story that really stands out to you of how Heartbeat impacted her life?
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of testimonials. We're building out a testimonials page right now. You know, our best ambassadors are the ones who really enjoy doing it, you know, and that really comes across. So I'm thinking of one particular ambassador. She's a young mom. She has the cutest family. And she has, I think she has like 400 followers on Instagram. So she's not, you know, the people at Heartbeat are not bloggers and not celebrities. They're like just normal people who have Instagram. And, her name's Azadeh, and she's just like, she's really beautiful. She's really smart. Like, we communicate with her all the time. So like, we actually have, you know, we know her now, but, yeah, I mean, she just does campaigns for us all the time, and she's, you know, only does campaigns that she really believes in. So we, you know, we provide a way for her to make extra money, and like, she's increased her followers, and I think she's just like, you know, really feels like part of our family now. So, yeah, I mean, in terms of like what we're able to do for the ambassadors, I feel really good. You know, I think, you know, we're going to be providing more and more ways for them to make money. And so I think that this could get really big. Right now they might be making, you know, $5, $10, $20, but you know, I think this will become bigger for them.
And speaking of bigger, you don't have to have a big following. It's actually the opposite. You're looking for, I guess, what we call today micro influencers, or even micro influencers.
Yeah, nano influencers.
Nano influencers.
Someone said that to me the other day. You know, it's funny because my personal philosophy is that every woman has influence, right? Like, right. What is an influencer anyway? I think, you know, if you look at kind of psychological, you know, sociology theory, the people who have the most influence on you are the people who are closest to you. It's this whole proximity thing. And, you know, so why do we see these people who are really distant and we don't have access to as influential?
Right.
I think that's completely, you know, misguided. So, you know, we work with people who have, our sweet spot is, I say, like people who have 500 to 5,000 followers. Mm-hmm. We work with people who are more, we work with people who are less. But yeah, you know, every person, you know, not every, but most people in America have a social media account. And that's just like media out there that, that no one else is utilizing.
100%. So you started Heartbeat 2 years ago. Where are you guys based?
We are based in Venice. We have an awesome office next to Gold's Gym. So we're, you know, we're always watching Arnold and all the other bodybuilders and doing our thing and in the corner. And
you're like eating your Doritos.
Oh, that's me. Yeah, I'm like just watching them. It really is good people watching over there, let me tell you.
And how many people are on your team?
We have 15 employees and Amazing. We're growing. We're hiring like 4 roles right now.
Where can people look to see what jobs you have available?
AngelList mostly. We do most of our hiring there, actually.
Sweet. And do you provide internships?
We do. We have internships, social media internships. We have a lot of college students who want to get into kind of like marketing. And then we've had a lot of MBA interns, too, doing data analytics. Heartbeat has so much data, right? So our ambassadors sign up and they tell us their interests, what they like to buy, like what they like to eat. And so we have 400 plus data points on every single one of our ambassadors. And so, you know, we do a lot of kind of digging into that data and understanding who they are.
And if someone wants to become an intern, do they also go to AngelList for that?
Mm-hmm. Or you can just email me.
And where can they email you?
My email is kate@getheartbeat.co.
And that's K-A-T-E. Mm-hmm. And okay. And are you originally from Los Angeles?
No, I'm from Virginia outside Washington, D.C. My whole family's still there. I have a twin sister who's still there.
Wait, I didn't even know you had a twin sister.
Yeah, I have a twin sister.
Identical or fraternal?
We're fraternal.
Crazy.
She's just like me, but less crazy.
Okay, that's another conversation. So when did you move to Los Angeles?
I moved to L.A. when I came here for grad school, when I went to business school, and kind of thought I'd go to Anderson, do my 2 years, and then move back. I actually moved from New York. I was in New York for 5 years before, so I've kind of done 5 years there, five years here. And I just fell in love with the city. You know, I think L.A. is a secret. Everyone knows L.A., but I don't think people know how cool it is and how actually interesting and smart the people here really are.
So cool.
Yeah.
And how do you plan to scale Heartbeat?
Yeah, I mean, so we're experiencing massive growth on the user side. So ambassadors are signing up every day.
Because they're telling all their girlfriends about this company.
Yeah, it's weird. We kind of like naturally build in this growth mechanism by accident. So we are getting more and more ambassadors. And then, you know, we're basically really amping up the brands that we're working with, which is exciting. So we're working with some really cool brands right now.
And why Los Angeles and not San Francisco or even New York?
You know, I think L.A. is really the heart of this convergence of like media and entertainment and tech, which is always the easy answer. But, you know, in truth, it's in L.A. because my co-founder and I want to be in L.A. and I live 2 blocks from the beach and no one in New York can say that.
Yeah, no, totally.
And I think, honestly, I like the smaller, more supportive community in the startup world here. I think, you know, most people know each other. That's changing. I think you probably know Esprit was one of the first people in L.A. tech. But, you know, when we started out, like all the founders kind of knew each other and it became this thing that got bigger and bigger. But I still think that supportive, close-knit family feeling is here more than it is. It's way less like competitive and cutthroat than it is in
100%.
San Francisco. So
100%. And how has L.A. and the resources in L.A. been helped support you in accelerating? Like what resources have you tapped into that have been a direct correlation and toward Heartbeat moving forward?
Definitely the universities. We work with, you know, a lot of our employees have come graduating from USC and UCLA. You know, in terms of the other resources, I think the entertainment industry probably really helped us. We've done some campaigns with movies and things like that. And they really get social media here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd say like we use the knowledge of the city as our resource, right? Because like when you're talking about social media here, it's different than when you're talking about social media in other cities. It doesn't always get the same level of respect, right?
Totally.
And I think it does deserve a lot of respect. I think it's a really powerful tool. But everybody in LA just, you know, starts from a really good understanding of marketing and social media.
And if someone was to get off a plane today, moving to LA for the tech industry, what's the first thing you'd recommend that they do or tap into?
I'd say meet as many people as possible. Like, I'm a huge fan of just doing coffee chat after coffee chat. I had this really unfair advantage, unique opportunity working at 3-Day Rule, which was the matchmaking startup I started at after grad school.
Which, by the way, you guys, it's not just a matchmaking. I love 3-Day Rule. It's really a tech company because
Absolutely.
On the back end, they have a lot of data as well. And they do all these algorithmic blah, blah. I don't work for them, so I don't know. But
they actually just today I read they are now partnering with Alexa. Like you can say, hey, Alexa, what are my dating
That's
tips of the day?
Wild.
Which I thought was awesome. So at 3-Day Rule, you know, I was doing matchmaking and we basically got to meet with like 5 to 7 people for coffee every day and pick their brains. And it would just like really help me build my network. And I think if I were getting off the plane to LA today, that would be the first thing I do. Like just schedule coffee with random people and, you know, who else can I meet?
Totally.
You know, for me, I'm just like a networker. So that's what I like to do.
No, and you could find tons of events to meet people on the We Are LA Tech mobile app or go to wearelatech.com on the calendar. The mobile app is wearelatech.com/app. And we have a calendar of all the events. So, and most of them are free. So you can just look to see what's going on and then just start meeting people and setting up the coffee. I use Calendly to set up coffee dates.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular scheduling to use or?
No, my schedule is like all in my brain.
Yikes. I would flip out. And what LA Tech talent or companies have you come across lately who have really impressed you?
That's a good question. I mean, I was just basically writing a love letter to the company Bird.
I just wrote to Bird yesterday.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Okay, you guys ready for this? Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you probably already know.
If you live in Santa Monica or Venice, you know what Bird is. It's basically, on-demand scooters. So they're, you know, motorized scooters that you can zip around town in.
It costs $1 to ride, I think.
It's $1. Yeah. It's totally changed my life because I just use them to go to meetings. I don't have to deal with parking. I think it's like completely transformative. So Bird is really cool in my mind right now. And that's like one of those small under the radar things. Like they didn't have a big launch. They just kind of like quietly put them out there. And I think that's really cool.
Did you hear that word around the block is that the city is giving them a problem because of safety reasons?
I have a good story about this.
Go.
I got pulled over by a cop today.
For not wearing a
while
helmet.
While riding a Bird. It was insane.
Yeah. Wearing a helmet, right?
Yeah, for not wearing a... He was like, miss, do you have a valid driver's license? I said, yes. He said, are you wearing a helmet right now? I said, no. You know, it was... And I didn't even know it, but I guess Santa Monica is now requiring that people wear helmets.
No, so. Okay, again, I don't know, and I'm not an attorney, but supposedly it's not illegal. It's only if you're under 18.
They just passed a law, I think, though.
Oh, in Santa Monica?
In Santa Monica.
Get out.
That's what someone told me. I don't know. Also, we have no idea what we're talking
about. You guys, we have no idea. This is entertainment purposes only. Yeah.
But I think they're doing really cool things, and they're doing it in a really smart way.
Yeah.
And they just created a product that was so obvious, but so executed so perfectly, you know? And I think because of that, it's really cool. It's a really cool team.
Yeah.
And I really want to get like a Nest, which is when you can actually charge them at your house.
Oh.
I want to do it for our office. So we have Birds all the time. So that's
my
new favorite thing.
No way. That's cool. Yeah. Everybody loves them. I just rode one for the first time yesterday.
Oh my God. It's great. You got to get on it.
I know. That's how I found out all this stuff about the helmet and this and that. It was great. Okay. And LA Tech event that you think is a must attend.
Let's see. I'd say like my favorite events that I go to are the ones that are smaller groups of people that are more curated.
Like
but
the experience
club. like the experiences club. But it's really true. Some of the bigger ones, I know there's like the Silicon Beach Mixer that they have a bunch at the Viceroy and Casa Del Mar. Like that one's really good. I think the events that I like going to are ones where I have a chance to talk to people. So yeah. like dinners. And the more you go to the big events, the more you get invited to the smaller ones, right?
Yeah.
Because it's how you build your network. It's how you get, you know, access to more people and higher level people. So
have you been to Sophia's dinner?
I have. The Mountain Gate series. Yeah.
Amazing.
So
right?
good. I mean, she's just incredible.
She's so cool.
Knows everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a really good group of people. But yeah, incredible dinners too.
And you guys, I don't think Mountain Gate has a website. So if you're interested in finding out more about Mountain Gate, tweet at @WeAreLATech and then I'll just connect you to the relevant Twitter accounts or whatever it is. But Mountain Gate dinners are rad. If you had one ask of the community, something that they could do to support Heartbeat and your success, what would that ask be?
My ask would be if you know any brands that want to market to millennials, send them our way. There's a lot of different ways we partner with brands, whether it's, you know, massive user generated content campaigns, you know, or creating these amazing ambassador programs are starting to do a lot more of like actually connecting them and creating these thriving ambassador programs. But yeah, I mean, we love to connect with new and up and coming brands. Like we work with huge brands that are, you know, existing as well. But I think for us, it's always been part of our DNA to be interwoven with the startup community here. So yeah, just reach out to us if you're trying to reach millennials.
And how can people connect with you again?
My email is kate@getheartbeat.co.
With a K.
With a K. Who are these Kates that spell it with a C? I don't believe them.
Amazing, Kate. Thank you so much for being an inspiring woman in tech, part of the Los Angeles tech community, an amazing We Are Late Tech Experience
Thank you
Club
for
member,
having
everything.
Me. Thanks.
You're just awesome.
Thanks, it's free.
You're welcome. Bye. Yes, you can now get your We Are LA Tech tee. You've all been asking for it. Just go to wearelatech.com/shop to be a part of the movement to make Los Angeles the top city in the world for tech. Yes, we are number 3. Let's get it to number 1. wearelatech.com/shop. Represent.